20 years ago, on Saturday, two boys at Westside Middle School in Jonesboro shot and killed a teacher and four students and injured 10 more. The school shooting was big national news, but it wasn't part of a trend like it would be now. As Jonathan Reeves reports for Arkansas Public Media, the horror of school shootings elsewhere in the country revives painful memories and fears in Jonesboro.
Andrew Golden, 11 years old at the time, excused himself from class and pulled a fire alarm. He joined Mitchell Johnson, then 13, in a wooded area less than 100 yards from the school, and they began shooting as the students exited the school on a sidewalk. Over the past 20 years, there have been numerous other shootings with recognizable names: Columbine, Sandy Hook, and the most recent shooting in Parkland, Florida.
The Parkland shooting really hit home with us because that incident happened very similar to what happened here with the fire alarms. And so we've gone back and checked our protocols. We've changed some of our protocols on how we handle fire alarms and fire drills.
That's Westside Consolidated School District Superintendent Scott Gaunt. He says fire drills are required every month by the Arkansas Department of Education. He says Westside does not have unannounced fire alarms. The school district also has armed student resource officers in every building, a practice that started just after the Westside school shooting. He says officials work on how students would evacuate the elementary, middle school, and high school if needed.
Our fire marshals, they'll be outside, they'll be inside. We've looked at how our kids exit the buildings, because I think that's one of the things that's always been a problem is our kids are trained to go out this door every single time, and we're going to rotate those now. We're going to change our exit points so we're not so predictable.
School safety is a greater concern today because of school shootings, with many parents wondering why these events keep happening. Some students also protested at last week's National School Walkout. This was a culmination of protests from Florida over banning assault weapons and ending mass shootings in schools. Some protests were taken to Washington. Arkansas Republican U.S. Senator John Bozeman says banning guns does not help keep students safe.
The first starting place is you have to secure our schools, and I'm very much in favor of doing, you know, whatever it takes in that regard.
Each school shooting prompts administrators and law enforcement to come up with answers to all school shootings. But Jonesboro Police Department Sergeant Lyle Waterworth says the Columbine High School shooting that followed Westside was very different, in that shooters went inside the building, so police switched from surrounding the building in a perimeter to actually going after the shooter in buildings.
We don't have the opportunity to wait. And every Jonesboro police officer is trained to respond direct to the threat. We'll pass by wounded. We'll pass by people who are not apparently being threats and respond to directly to the active killing situation.
After the Parkland shooting, Arkansas's Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson created the Arkansas School Safety Commission. He says 11 members of the commission will study a number of issues, such as mental health, school designs, and security policies. The panel is made up of representatives from the Attorney General's Office, the State Department of Emergency Management, law enforcement, and educators. They'll release an initial report by July. When school shootings take place across the nation, like what happened in Parkland, Superintendent Gaunt says it hits Westside close to home.
There are so many people that are still here on campus that were here on that day in 1998. So their response is visceral. I mean, it's real. They've lived through it. They know what those people in Parkland walked in and saw and what they went through.
On Saturday, Westside schools will not have a public event to commemorate the anniversary. The National March for Our Lives to End Mass Shootings and Gun Violence in Schools will be held starting at Jonesboro High School. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting in Jonesboro.